You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Oracle Buffet with Heather Carmona.
Heather Carmona.
Live from PsychicAstrologyWI.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Oracle Buffet
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Oracle Buffet, or Buffet de Oraclos, as I like to say. It's Tuesday again. It's 3 o'clock where I'm at. Might be 4 or another time where you're at. But anyway, here we are. We're doing it. Today, we're taking a caller here shortly. And while we prepare for that, let's just talk about some housekeeping stuff. Got to keep the house kept. Anyway, housekeeping. Well, we'll talk about sponsors. First sponsor of the day, High Class Grass, plant-based company dedicated to helping making plant-based living more easy and convenient. And also, have you ever heard of a solar return? Your solar return happens every year when the sun returns to the same position it was when you were born. Your solar return is like a birth chart for that year. So you can get one done every year and kind of get an idea of the themes of the year, the energy, some of the events that might be happening. That is something I offer, both reports, which are emailed to you, and I also offer solar return readings as well. Reason I bring that up is my solar return's coming up in a few weeks here, the old birthday. So I was just looking at what I've got coming up this next year and kind of excited. So if you want to know what's going on with your solar return, got a birthday coming up, or you're looking for a gift for a friend, a solar return chart or reading is a wonderful, wonderful gift. And you can find those at PsychicAstrologyWI.com. Show me a message or send me an email. I would love to hear from you. Anyway, what else we got here? We're coming up on the full moon in Libra. This is a big one for you versus relationships. It's me versus us. Independence versus cooperation or harmony. And wherever that this full moon falls in your chart shows which area of your life that is going to be affected most. And I just got done shooting my full moon video a little bit ago. I'll be posting that to my site here soon. But anyway, yeah, so if you're feeling emotional, feeling full of whatever, problems in your relationships, problems asserting your independence, or questions of those things, that is likely why, because we got this here full moon coming in hot. So yeah, prepare for that. If it's not something, it's another. Anyway, what else do we got today? Another sponsor of the day, Lighthouse Center, lighthousecenterinc.org. That's my grandma's meditation center. Stop by there, do a meditation, take a class, get a reading done. They're doing all sorts of stuff there now. They've got like a book club, just all sorts of fun stuff. Anyway, what else do we got here? I don't know. So, while we're waiting to get this caller on the line, let's just pull a card for the collective. Actually, I guess they're on the line now. All right, who do we got on the line?
Hi, this is Michelle from Canton, Michigan.
Oh, hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. All right, Michelle, do you know your birth information by chance?
Yeah, 9/16/83. Is that what you're asking for, my birthday?
Yeah. You know what time by chance?
Nope.
Okay. And where at?
Where was I at when I was born?
Yeah.
Southfield, Michigan.
Okay. So out of curiosity, are you close to Whitmore Lake, Michigan?
Somewhat, yeah. Probably about maybe 40 minutes maybe away.
Oh, cool. I know I've been to Canton before. But anyway, okay. Yeah, if you're ever in the Whitmore Lake, Michigan area, stop by, see Grandma's Meditation
Absolutely.
Center, but that's not what this is about today. All right, let's pull up your chart. Is there something specific you're calling about, or do you just want me to read what I see?
Well, actually, I'm supposed to. So I just finished a divorce, and I'm supposed to get my share of the equity, and it's already been past that date. And so I'm just wondering if I'm actually going to have to sell this house with him, or if he's going to come up with the money soon that he's supposed to pay me out on.
Okay. Just going to look at your chart here. From what I'm gathering here, I would say within the next 2 to 3 months, it appears he's going to have the money for you. I don't know if that timeline rings a bell or anything, but that's immediately what I got. And looking at your chart and some of the transits that are going on, I feel like that's a good estimation of when it's going to be.
Okay.
So that be go ahead.
Nope, that was it. I would just say okay. Okay.
So I don't know if he just took on a new job or something.
Nope. Nope. I don't think he's going to be able to come up with the money is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we're going to have to sell the house, because he owes a bunch of money to the government. And so I'm not sure, but I've been waiting for a long time, and I already have a motion in court to go in front of the judge. I just didn't know if I'm just trying to understand where my life's going to go if I have to sell this house with him, which is going to be awful, or if I'm going to get paid out with a check from him that he owes me. So that's why I was just trying to clear that up so I can have some kind of idea of what's going to happen.
Okay. Well, I'm getting within the next 2 to 3 months, either he's going to get the money or it's going to be pretty much resolved within the next 2 to 3 months. So I don't know what's going on in the next 60 to 90 days for you, but that's what I'm getting off of this is that it's going to be around that time. So be patient, and just see how things play out. Now I'm going to just read your chart in general here while I got you on the line.
Okay.
You have a tendency, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, Michelle, but you have a tendency to want to control things. You're very smart. You're very smart, smart woman. There's no doubt about it. You've got your sun and you got it in conjunction with Mercury. Now, Mercury is intellect, it's communication, it's thinking, it's learning. But anyway, when it's in Mercury, that's one of the best places it can be in, Michelle. So this makes you incredibly intelligent, but it also makes you really like to have a handle on where things are going and to have your thumb on things and just want to control them. So first thing I want to say to you is you need to let go, because this is going to play out however it's meant to play out. Just keep that in mind. Yeah, that's lesson number one here, or part number one. Anyway, so also your moon being in Capricorn, you are a financier. You like to have money. You like to have stability. You like to be the boss of things, but that too is a control thing as well. So I guess what I'm getting at here, Michelle, is you've got a double doozy of kind of white knuckling your life and wanting to know outcomes, obviously, but wanting to control things. And that's one of your lessons, is to let go of control and to be more curious about things. So this is undoubtedly an ongoing theme in your life, is learning to let go and let God let happen whatever is going to be meant to happen here. So keep that in mind, that asking me, asking any other astrologer, psychic, tarot person, it's going to play out how it's meant to play out. And you need to enjoy your life now in the meantime and plan for one way or the other, or plan to be fine either way, which you will be fine either way because you are so smart and you do have so much going for you. Now also, you have a tendency too, not only do you have a little bit of control, the tendencies, you also, you like to shine brightly. You've got your Venus and Mars in conjunction in Leo. So people with this placement, they want to put on this presentation of having your life together, of looking a certain way, of being kind of like, I don't want to say the center of attention necessarily, but just having this persona of having things put together and being this certain type of person. And that's a lot of pressure on yourself. So I'm feeling pressure from all angles, pressure to want to control the outcome, pressure to look a certain way, be a certain way, and then control as well, because you're incredibly hard on yourself. Am I wrong?
Nope, you're exactly right.
Yeah, no, you definitely are. And I can feel it not only in your chart, but I can feel it in you, like, if I gotta do this or that, or this is gonna happen, or that's not gonna happen, or I'm gonna look this certain way. But the lesson here, and this is a theme throughout your life, again, to let go of control, be curious about things, open up to new possibilities. That's what's being asked of you throughout your life, is let go of control, let it be what it's going to be. Because the more you try and control, and I've learned this the hard way many times throughout my life, Michelle, the more you try and control, the more the universe is like, you ain't controlling a dang thing. And they'll do the opposite of what you think they should do. So point being, let go. I think that when Jupiter is opposing your moon over the next couple months here, that's when this is, we're going to have a break on the house thing here. Anyway, I'm starting to run out of time, so I'm going to pull a couple cards for you. Past, present, and future. What does Michelle need to know from the past, present, and then future?
Okay.
Past. Creativity. I honor my passions. Change me, divine beloved, into one who honors my deepest creative passions and needs. Help me value the talents you have given, both known and unknown. You haven't allowed yourself to be creative in the past, have you? Because of fear of mistakes. The present, yep. Card that I drew is eliminate fear of mistakes. All humans make mistakes, which is a natural part of the learning process. Practicing any sport or musical instrument involves making hundreds of trial and error mistakes and corrections so the brain can zero in on the target. When you accept yourself as human, don't take it personally, and don't have your ego at stake, you learn faster, start sooner, and accomplish more easily. Practice giving yourself a solid sense of self-worth, and you won't have to worry about mistakes. That's kind of like what we were talking about with control and wanting to look a certain way and being mean to yourself, beating yourself up. And then the future, it's the burn card. What is ready to go so I can grow? And this is the perfect time for me to draw this card for you, Michelle, with this full moon we got coming up. Because full moons are a time for releasing things. So I want you to ask yourself for the next day, what is ready to go so I can grow? And perhaps write it down, do a burden release ceremony. But this is the perfect time to be doing something like that. And I can't tell without the birth time what area of life this is falling in your chart, but it's still meaningful nonetheless. That's. I think I'm running out of time here. I can't get my thing pulled up. But anyway, do you have any other questions?
Thank you.
Okay.
No, well,
thank you,
I appreciate
Michelle.
It.
I appreciate you. You have a wonderful day. And thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next week here on the Oracle Buffet.